الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. In this program, we talk about various surahs of Quran and specific verses of the Holy Quran. We talk about their benefits and rewards. And today is surah which is known as Adornment of Quran, Surah Rahman. So be with us from start till end. An immense amount of fascinating information we'll be sharing with you regarding Surah Rahman. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. I make this intention, inshallah, I'll be presenting this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall make this intention, you'll be with us from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. And remember, the more intentions you make, the higher the reward you'll attain. This is a very short and sweet program for about 15 minutes or so. So watch from start to end, ask your family members to sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch it from start till end with all good intentions, inshallah, azza wa jal. Respected viewers, as I earlier said, today we'll be talking about Surah Rahman. Surah Rahman was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. It has 3 ruku, 78 verses, ayahs. If we talk about the subject and topics which have been discussed in this blessed Surah of Quran, Surah Rahman, then we come to know that in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about His wahdaniyat, about His oneness, Him being wahid, one, alone, one and only God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about His qudra, His power, nubuwa of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Quran being the divine revelation. This is being discussed, and its proofs they have been mentioned. In the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned various blessings He has bestowed, which includes the revelation of Quran itself and teaching of Quran to His blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam the knowledge of each and everything of this world and hereafter. Another beautiful point, ulama they mentioned that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's one title was Ummi. But subhanallah, ulama they mentioned one beautiful reason here that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam did not seek education. He did not learn from any ustaz, any teacher of this world. Because normally, if you go and learn from any teacher of this world, what happens? The status, maqam, and the rank of teacher is always higher than the student. So it was not possible that somebody has more status than Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he possessed the most high status after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself taught Quran to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. That's what is mentioned in Quran, in Surah Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ullama al-Quran. And further in the Surah, sun, moon, plants on earth, trees, skies, earths, gardens, fruits, fields and crops, they have been also mentioned. The birth of Prophet Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and Iblis has also been mentioned in this surah. Whereas pearls coming out of sweet and salty waters is also discussed. And this world will perish, and only the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exist. And it is mentioned that everyone is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the end, day of judgment, blessings of paradise and severe punishment of the hellfire has been mentioned. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, now let's learn few fada'il, excellences, benefits and rewards of Surah Rahman. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem that I heard that merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, for everything there is adornment, and the adornment of Quran is Surah Ar-Rahman. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the reciter of Surah Hadid, Surah Waqi'ah and Surah Ar-Rahman is referred to a Sakinul Firdaus, meaning resident of Jannatul Firdaus, amongst the angels of the heavens and the earth. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, in this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mention of Jannatul Firdaus is there. So whenever we ask about paradise, about Jannah, we should make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Jannatul Firdaus, because we have been guided in hadith to ask the dua of Jannatul Firdaus. And subhanallah, the one who recites Surah Rahman and other surahs mentioned in this hadith, subhanallah, he is known as Sakinul Firdaus, resident of Jannatul Firdaus. Make your habit to recite Surah Rahman. It is reported by Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an, that the intercessor of Ummah, Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, went to the blessed Sahaba Kiram alayhim Ridwan and recited Surah Ar-Rahman from the beginning to end, whilst they all remained silent. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, I am observing an air of silence over you. When I recited this very same surah in front of the jinns on the night of meeting with them, they responded in an incredibly pleasing and beautiful manner. Whenever I reached this verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, they said, O our Rabb Azza wa Jal, we do not deny anything from your bounties, and all praises are for you. By reciting Surah Ar-Rahman 11 times, problems are resolved. In addition to this, it is very beneficial for the patient suffering from disease of the spleen to make him drink the water blessed with washing a piece of paper which has Surah Ar-Rahman inscribed on it. Respected viewers, these are the beautiful benefits and rewards of Surah Ar-Rahman. I hope you must have found this information fascinating and interesting and very knowledgeable. I hope you would also recite Surah Ar-Rahman, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful Surah of Quran. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam and the Holy Quran. And don't forget to recite Surah Ar-Rahman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qur'an.